You're listening to SBS News.
Another record-breaking day for COVID cases in New South Wales. There have been 2,213 new infections in the state, with one more death. Hospitalisations have increased slightly, now at 215 people, but the number in intensive care remains steady at 24. Premier Dominic Perrottet is staying the course on his government's pandemic response.
It's not time to have knee-jerk responses and close down. It's time to continue to follow the rules, continue to socially distance. Look out for your friends, look out for your family, look out for your neighbour. If we treat everyone with kindness and respect during this difficult time, we will get through it, just like we got through the last 18 months. And obviously Christmas is a great time. People have made enormous sacrifice over the last few months in particular. And I hope everybody goes out and enjoys a fantastic Christmas and catches up with family and friends.
South Australia too is breaking its daily infection records with 64 new cases. But like his New South Wales counterpart, Premier Stephen Marshall says it's all part of the plan. Mr. Marshall has unveiled the state's next stage of eased restrictions, which will come into effect from December 28, when the state is expected to reach 90% full vaccination. He says there's only one person in hospital with COVID, which will be a key metric going forward.
The reality is we are now in the suppression stage. We're putting speed bumps in the way of Omicron, but because of the great work of the people of South Australia, doing that work and having that vaccination, it means that we can start to relax the restrictions, but we're continuing to do it in a prudent and careful way, keeping restrictions in place that are going to stop that spread going through South Australia too quickly.
Queensland is bolstering its defences against rising case numbers by introducing a mask mandate. The state has recorded 20 new COVID infections after the opening of borders to interstate visitors this week, with many more expected as families reunite for Christmas. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has ruled out lockdowns over Christmas, but says she doesn't want to see a massive escalation in cases over the holidays.
Masks will be mandatory in shops, retail, Woolworths, Coles. This is a small price to pay for your freedoms. We are asking this to slow the spread of the virus. We know Christmas is some of the busiest times of the year for families doing their Christmas shopping and getting ready. I want Queenslanders to enjoy their Christmas and their holidays.
Masks will also be mandatory in hospitals and aged care, on public transport and in ride shares. The Northern Territory has deployed a major public health response after the Katherine outbreak ceded to Tennant Creek. The Territory has 8 new COVID cases, but of particular concern are 4 people from Tennant Creek. The town is in lockdown until Monday evening, while the Barkly local government area has been ordered to wear face masks. Acting Chief Minister Nicole Manison says the vaccination rate in the town is frustratingly low and has asked anyone who's been in Tennant Creek over the past 7 days to get tested and isolate.
This is a serious situation. Tennant Creek is a major transit centre. There is a vast amount of movement in and out of Tennant Creek. The timing is also complicated, given many people are about to or have already started their Christmas leave, their school holiday travel.
Victoria's Premier was caught up in COVID dramas on his first day of annual leave. Daniel Andrews was at a party attended by someone with COVID in Elwood. The Premier was required to get tested and isolate and has since received a negative result. Victoria recorded another 1,510 new cases and 7 further deaths. 6 of the new cases are the Omicron variant, with 5 of those from New South Wales. Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says with the exception of Western Australia, Omicron is now being found right across the country.
This is truly a national issue, as it was back in 2020 when we went through that first wave of COVID-19, and we got through that, and we will get through this current situation. What we know is that there are cases increasing in several states, particularly in New South Wales, but also other parts of the country. And there are some places that are seeing cases for the first time locally transmitted. This is what we knew would happen. There's an expectation that as we opened up as a society, became more attuned to living with COVID, that indeed we have to live with COVID. We will have cases in the community. That is not a surprise.
In the face of rising Omicron infections, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation has reviewed its advice recommending a 5-month gap between the second vaccine dose and the booster shot. It's decided to leave that gap unchanged. Paul Kelly says it's known that Omicron is more transmissible and that 2 doses of the vaccine are not as effective at stopping infection or mild illness.
We also know, and this is new information, that the vaccine remains effective against severe disease, perhaps a little less than it is the case with Delta, for example. But it does remain effective. And I think that's one of the reasons why we are seeing increases in cases, but not so much of an increase in hospitalisations or other forms of severe disease. So that is important. That's exactly what we're seeing here in Australia.
A record 135,000 booster doses were administered on Thursday, a figure Prime Minister Scott Morrison was keen to spruik.
We are in a different phase of the pandemic. The fact that today I can stand here and tell you that right across the country, 90% of our adult population is double dose vaccinated, that more than 1 million Australians have had their booster shots, and that number is growing every single day. That arms us to be able to deal with these new challenges. But what's important is we keep our heads, we keep calm, we keep open, we keep healthy, and we keep getting vaccinated. Because that is how we chart our way forward.
Greg Diet, SBS News.